Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. So, this is How to Die Alone. I'm Stephen Henry. I'm here with Matt Williams.
Matt Williams.
David Wayne.
Hello.
And the illustrious John J. Murray.
Hey, guys.
The illustrious and elusive.
Yeah, he was real hard to get.
Yeah, I was just like, that's close enough to my house, I guess.
I'll do some free work.
Yeah.
I was thinking about canceling on you guys, but like at the last minute, but I decided not to. It's new year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to get shit done here. Okay?
Yeah.
trying to get out there, I'm trying to hustle.
Right.
I'm going to start posting on Facebook that I am the hardest working comedian in Tampa.
Okay.
Apparently, that's the only qualification needed for that position is you just post about it on Facebook.
Are you going to move to L.A. soon?
I'm going to talk about moving to L.A. for 3 years.
Got it.
And then I'm not going to move to L.A.
Okay. You really got to take a lot of pictures of yourself at every mic you do.
Right. Yeah, right. You got to make sure that everyone knows.
If you don't, how do they know you did?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's like going to the gym. Like I always gotta go. And
yeah, you gotta post about
selfie.
The gym, or you'd be like one of those assholes that like look at my running route. It kind of looks like a fish, doesn't it?
They'd be like, that's more like a carp. Okay.
If you don't take photos,
carp
it didn't
is a
happen.
Fish.
I know.
It didn't happen. You have to have the mirror selfie at the gym, otherwise you were never there.
Yeah. Did you guys start at the gym yet?
Oh yeah. This morning it was packed out.
Was
oh,
it?
Yeah.
Did you go there?
Oh, it's got to be amazing. No, I woke up hungover, thought about the gym, then wanted to throw up. So then I just took like a really long shower at my friend's place.
I slept like 10 hours last night.
That's
and I woke
awesome.
Up and I smoked a bunch of weed.
Awesome.
Per my New Year's resolution. It was get high every day.
Wasn't that your last year's resolution?
Yeah. It's easy to do it every single year, honestly.
I just wanted to start living more by the chronic rules, you know.
Yeah, I saw a sign.
Did it open up your eyes?
I saw a sign on the way here. It was a liquor store, and it said, 2018 New Year's resolution? Drink. Saddest fucking sign ever. I was like, man.
Did it say it was like semicolon drink, or did it like drink?
No punctuation,
period?
So I wasn't really sure how to read it.
Just wait until August of this year, and you see a homeless guy like brown bagging it under it.
Yeah.
He's like, going strong.
Nailing it.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you think that the reason that, like, as soon as it changes the year, that's, like, when everybody wants to, like, change themselves?
Well, yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like there's a starting point.
It's just fucking Monday.
Yeah.
You could have done it last Monday.
Yeah.
That's what
or the Monday before that, or the Monday before that.
Well, the one time I was in actually, like, really good shape, I was like, I'm just going to start fucking going. Not go like, okay, next Monday.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the same shit I always do.
If you set a start time for it, you'll probably never start.
Oh, yeah, no, but you always wreck yourself the night before. That's what I found. Like, that's kind of what I found was anytime I wanted, I was like, oh, new year, new me. I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to stop drinking as soon as I stop getting drunk tonight.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I could definitely. Tell it was the New Year's people because there are people on the cardio machines carrying full-on conversations. It's like, if you're able to talk and run,
you're not
running hard
right.
enough.
Yeah.
And you, that was one of the personal trainers that I've talked to before. They're like, you shouldn't be working out more than like 45 minutes, including like a warm-up and stuff, because you shouldn't be talking to anybody at the gym.
Yeah, you don't need to talk. I don't know.
I mean, you shouldn't be talking to anybody anyway. But,
yeah, hell yeah.
Nobody should talk to me ever.
Yeah, I never talked. I would just people watch, and like I'll be on like the elliptical or the treadmill, and then but like no, not like checking
when
girls or anything. That's crazy.
Is people watch code for secret masturbation?
No, but you always see that guy that's in shape that's like walking around and never touches any equipment. It's like you're just hanging out at the fucking gym.
He just walks around and chugs Gatorade. That
yeah, or no, like a protein shake. He's like, I'm here. It's like you have to drink your protein shake at the gym.
He's working his muscle milk in a backwards hat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And like a
towel on his shoulder.
Get out of here, man.
A fucking bone dry towel on his shoulder.
and then he goes up to girls.
He's just waiting for someone to go, I need a spot. Oh, okay, I'm your
spot. Yeah, that's what I mean. He'll go up to girls.
Hey, remember to breathe. Breathe when you...
He'll go up to girls and be like, hey, that's bad form. Let me show you how to do it right. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you fucking creep.
Yeah.
And then I look down. I'm like, oh, shit, I've been doing this 10 minutes. This is great.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
It helps pass the time.
Yeah, you wonder why women want their own gyms.
curves?
Only, yeah, like curves or something, you know? Like, no men allowed.
I
like,
honestly want them out of my gym. Because
yeah, segregate the gyms. That's fine.
I see them, like, I'll be on the elliptical. Them. I'm committed to being on the elliptical for, like, 30 minutes. I'm on it for 15. A girl walks into my view and then, like, gives me the fucking stink eye because she's in my view. I'm like, I was here.
Yeah,
yeah. You approached my vision point.
You came between me and my TV.
I can't help that I have a boner in my sweatpants. Right?
I think that's the most appropriate.
Get my heart rate up.
Yeah.
This is your fault. You need to take care of this.
Hey, new year, new you.
If you can get a boner on the elliptical, you're not going hard enough.
No, definitely not. Not until you rupture that blood vessel in your eye.
Yeah,
like that's.
Yeah,
but I liked it because it gave me something to shoot for. Because I always felt weird.
Target practice at the gym.
No, I always felt weird. Like if there was like an attractive woman in front of me on the treadmill, I would like not stare at her or anything. But I'm like, all right, I don't want to be that because I felt like I wasn't in shape enough to look at that. Does that make any sense? I was like, I need to be like, I need to get to the douchebag size. Yeah. I need to get to the douchebag size first.
I can only look at
then
fat
I
chicks.
Feel like I can look at her. Yeah, exactly. I can only look at
the
other ones
struggling.
That are like me.
Once I get this tribal tattoo, though, I am going to creep on you so hard.
Oh, it's going down.
I can only watch the people that are way too sweaty and like getting a little too pale.
So you're watching me.
Yeah.
You're a doctor, that's why. Yeah, it's like
pretty
the doctor
much.
I work out at the community center, so it's like I'm the youngest person there by like 40 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
you're doing water aerobics.
Let me help you re-rack
this. I don't really have any of these problems.
You're doing water aerobics?
I will sometimes do the water aerobics class. It's nice. It's a nice warm pool. Gets your blood rate going. You know, it's good. It's low impact.
A little aqua Zumba, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do Zumba.
Oh, dude. Okay. That's too besides much. Having sex
I
with a dude.
I mostly just do the rowing machine, honestly.
Zumba is
I
the
love
gayest
the rowing
thing
machine.
You can ever do besides like doing it with a dude. Like I did Zumba once. I was like, this is by far the gayest thing I've ever done. And I was like, I never want to do this. I never want to feel... This rhythmic.
You sure we're talking about Zumba, not Bukkake? Yeah.
It was a guy
What's
named
the
Zumba.
Difference?
You don't want to learn to belly dance, man?
A Congolese man named Zumba was like, no, let me hold your hips.
Now go with the booms. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom.
Now watch my hips. No, but like every Zumba instructor I've seen that was a lady was like the hottest lady I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Body by Zumba.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like that's.
Would you take Zumba from someone like me? I mean, let's be honest. You'd be like, I don't think what you're doing's working. I'm not taking that class.
No, that's Roomba.
Oh, Roomba, yeah. You just press a button and then it dusts it all by itself, and you just sit back.
It's an entire fitness class where you put quarters in vending machines. That's the David Wayne method.
Dude, vending? Come on. Who the fuck carries quarters? Dude, debit cards. Like, let's get with the program.
No, they got it now. Like, you can swipe it now.
Yeah, you can get as many M&Ms as you want.
How many M&Ms are in a bag of M&Ms? Has anybody ever counted?
No. I don't think there's a distinctive amount.
I'm pretty sure that's the autism test.
If you're counting M&Ms. Yeah.
62 M&Ms.
14 green. 12 blue.
I hate the brown.
I sorted them by color. Oh, okay.
Brain mad over here.
Yeah,
come over here, Terry. You're going to be in a special class.
Yeah. Again.
52. Yeah, definitely 52.
Wapner. Awesome. So what's our topic of the day, Steven?
The topic was supposed to be life and death.
Sounds like we did New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, well, right, got to start somewhere.
No, I think it was appropriate because we're talking about New Year's resolutions, but I woke up with a nasty hangover because I was celebrating the New Year. The New Year started with me almost dying because my friend shot me with a bottle rocket.
That's not almost dying. But
I know.
Hang on, Matt. What were you wearing?
What you're looking at right now, actually.
Two-piece?
I feel like you're asking for the bottle rocket.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said in court. Nobody believes me.
So what is it, life and death?
Life and death, yeah. Like, so basically close calls, things like that, anything
related.
Well,
we're all alive, so.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't really talk about death. I haven't experienced that one yet.
Right.
Well, actually, that's not true. Every night when I go to sleep, apparently I stop breathing because I'm so fat.
Sleep apnea?
I need a CPAC machine or whatever.
Do you have a CPAC machine?
No, I need one, though.
You need to get some
My girl's like, you just start struggling to breathe at night, and I'm like, oh, that's not good.
But she's just watching you.
Yeah.
But David, have you had an orgasm? Or is the French call it Le Petit Mort?
What?
It's the little death.
Orgasm?
Le Petit Mort?
I've murdered millions of kids, then, if that's the case.
Hell yeah.
We're all genocidal maniacs.
You die a little bit every time you orgasm.
Yeah, no, right. That's not true.
No, that's what the president believes. He believes that every time you exercise or do anything strenuous, that a little bit of your energy is lost, and then you'll never get that back.
Right, like, because you're like a battery. You're built like a battery, right?
So you only have, like, a certain amount of energy.
He's like a boxing coach. He's like, if you come, you're just not going to be able to beat this guy's ass.
My boxing coach always did tell me that. It'd be like, no sex 4 days before a fight.
Because I want an animal in here.
Yeah, I think it's less about, like energy and more about just being mad.
I want you to take that frustration to the mat.
But here's the thing, though. If that guy just rubs you the right way, now all of a sudden you're like, fuck, that felt kind of good. It's been 4 days.
Just come your pants in the ring.
Yeah. Dude,
how hard would it be to be like...
If you're getting off with somebody punching you in the face, then you need to really evaluate your whole life.
Got blue balls, black eyes.
No, but like in boxing, you know when you hug them? You know when you like wrap them up and you can do the hug move? So that, you do the hug move.
That's an illegal move in boxing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You can't hug a dude in boxing.
No, they do that, and then they break them up.
Do you think
that's why they break them up? It's an illegal move.
It's not, you're not supposed to do it, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, but let's say he does that, and then he caresses
isn't
you
that
just
the
right way.
Like Mayweather? Isn't that how he wins like a lot of his fights? Is like once somebody starts like wailing on him,
it
like,
is a strategy.
Hug it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, yeah.
Stop someone's the combo reset. By just wrapping him up. You know?
Wrap him up. Yeah.
Which one of us is leading?
Yeah, they do kind of look like they're dancing.
Yeah.
Zumba like a 1950s walks in. Prom or something.
Can we get a waltz, please?
Yeah. The referee's like the chaperone. Like, you kids are too close.
Make
don't
want to
get the hose.
I was going to say make way for Jesus, but I meant like make room for Jesus in the middle. Isn't that what they did? Yeah. Or a ruler?
Yeah. Make it, leave room for Jesus.
Yeah.
But
I said make way for Jesus.
Make way for Jesus. Yeah.
Sounds like a trucker bumper stick.
Yeah. Make way for Jesus.
You kids, get down on your knees and blow Jesus.
Jesus passes on the right, God damn it.
He has no rules.
You saying our Lord and Savior can't drive a stick shift?
That's funny.
So, yeah. Have you guys had any close calls?
Yes.
I almost died a bunch of times.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Like, John's the one that's actually lived like a full life.
I was in the Marine Corps. I did 3 tours in Iraq.
Right.
So I guess like anytime anybody ever shot at me, that's a close call.
Right? Yeah.
People shot at you?
Yeah, it's awful.
It's like war or something.
Yeah, it's almost like being in a war.
Yeah,
I mean, we can't call it a war, but...
I know.
A conflict.
Yeah.
What was it? It's a conflict.
What do you think people are doing over there?
No, they called it a storm. It was called like a desert storm.
No,
that was like a 90s.
That's the wrong war.
That was like a 93, right?
You guys are just doing the dozens over there, just really ripping into each other's moms.
Yeah,
just roast jokes.
We just have like those robot fights on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It's BattleBots.
BattleBots.
They make a robot, we make a robot, we put them up against each other, see who wins.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, all
the problem is they've got like Cold War era robots.
Yeah. There's all always hand-me-downs and shit that we sold. Them.
Yeah.
Pepsi cans and RF adapters.
There's always explode.
That's kind of what it is now, though, right? Because we just do drones and shit. So it's kind of like our drones versus your drones.
There's still guys fighting.
Yeah,
they just don't put it on the news anymore.
Oh, yeah.
There's still people doing shit. It's still awful.
So scary. I don't know.
I got shot. I feel with like a bottle rocket, but I can't imagine an actual bullet. You know?
Have you ever been shot, John?
No, I've never been shot.
Some close calls, though?
Is it like The Mask when he's just
My lieutenant actually, in the morning, made us put like the armor for our Humvee came.
Yeah.
Before that, we just didn't have any armor.
Oh, my God.
This is like the second tour, so that's like 1.5 tours so far without any armor on the Humvee.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it came, and we didn't feel like putting it on, and then our lieutenant like forced us to.
Right.
And then that day, a bullet like hit right where my chest would have been, except it hit the armor and I was totally fine.
Holy shit.
Unfortunately for my lieutenant, he died that day.
What the fuck?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, he had armor on his Humvee, but, you know, there was a little gap with a armored window where he was shooting out of, and a bullet snuck in, hit him in the head. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
Jesus.
It sucks. Yeah,
yeah, that's an actual...
Kids had to grow up without a father.
The lieutenant, who made you put this on got shot in the head?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't even get to thank him for it?
No, he died, yeah. I had to.
That's intense. Like, I guess that I was like, man, this is an intense topic to come after.
Yeah, know? Why would you life and death with a fucking Marine? Like, who decided that idea?
It's like, man, I died on stage doing these jokes. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, but did you die?
I got a splinter once, and I thought it was the end of my days. You know? Like, and then he comes in. Oh well, you know, I got shot at.
Well,
like,
you used to work in a mental health facility. You never had any close calls there.
No, I got my ribs busted by a crazy person. No, because like
by another orderly.
Yeah. Well, like, the reason why I got so hurt was because, like, we knew...
Why didn't put my name on the lunch? This motherfucker steals it. And then just orderly's beating the shit out of him.
Well, see, like, what happens whenever you have somebody that's, like, I don't want to say belligerent, but, like, just coming in...
Just losing their shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that happens, which is... It's
probably
like
happens 2%. Every day, right?
No, it's, like, 2% of the time. Okay. It's, like... it's not like the movies where like everybody's just like freaking the fuck out and like fighting each other.
Because you have them all drugged up, like a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's true. They're all on drugs.
That is true.
If you can get them to take them.
No, but there was, aside from this dude, there was one guy that came in that he had drank like a 24 thing of beer. He drank an entire thing of NyQuil, did like 3 lines of cocaine and shrooms.
So John Selman was in your
exactly.
Board? Okay.
And then, was this my brother?
Yeah. Well, they bring him in. They're like, hey, we think this guy was trying to kill himself. And then the next day I was like, hey, you all right? He's like, yeah, I was just partying and I woke up in here. And I was
it was John Selman.
Yeah.
It's like, I was just trying to have a good
time. Yeah, that's exactly. And he was like, dude, I was camping. It was awesome. And,
and
he's like, now I'm in here with a roommate that eats poop.
What? They thought he was trying to kill himself? No, yeah. Dude, what a waste of coke. Yeah. They should have known better. No one's going to do coke and then try to kill themselves.
Yeah, but for the
that's heroin like, all day.
Exactly.
Coke and mushrooms don't go that good together. Well, sorry. It's not a great combo.
It's upper and downer, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
Upper and like upper huge hallucinogen.
Upper and wider.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that was there was a guy that had been in he was in jail for like 13 years. He was supposed to be in for 15, but he got exonerated for like DNA evidence. And while
you
he
hate
was
to
in
see
the
that happen.
Yeah. Well, like when he was when he was in the
facility. Yeah, that just means he's innocent.
Yeah,
exactly.
Guy. What the fuck?
Well, so but he had to. God, there was something about him being on parole or something like that, and apparently him coming into the facility might have been something that could get him put back in. And they're like, hey, you're not going to have to come back in. He's like, no, I'm not. And he made himself a shiv out of a toothbrush, and he stabbed himself in the neck. Yeah. So one of the
days. I'm pretty sure that's against probation, too. Yeah. You're not allowed to stab yourself.
Yeah, no. One of our.
Shivs are contraband, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but that was just to himself. And those are the people that I dealt with. Most of them were suicidal more than like
homicidal. Yeah.
So, yeah, you just keep sharp objects away from them. And so like
yeah,
that.
And that was the thing is like whenever you're walking around the unit, for the most part, you can't have a belt, you can't have shoelaces, you can't. Yeah. God, there's a bunch of...
You get, like, one of those electric cattle prods?
What about a blanket?
Every once in a while, I felt like
they would
it.
Do, like, the blanket, you know, and they tie it together and
there was
they
a girl
that
tried to hang herself, yeah. There was another lady that almost hung herself with the phone. Like, it was this...
A corded phone?
Yeah. Well, it looked more like a, whatchamacallit, like a payphone cord?
Like
the metal?
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. And so she just... Instead of like wrapping around her neck, she just put her head through like a loop of it while it was like on the. I can't even think of
and
the
just
name.
Put her body weight on it.
Yeah, that was exactly what she did. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she succeed?
It's hard to kill yourself
almost.
That way.
Yeah, she almost did. Like she passed out
because like what did she do? Like fall to the floor? Like
she just leaned forward. Is
yeah,
what they
pretty
do.
Much. She just like leaned forward and then like had a seizure because she passed out. And
yeah, guys and
dude, they had it on video.
Like,
it was
forward
so
to, like,
bad.
Tie like a shoelace to like a doorknob or something.
Yeah,
and lean forward on it. It'll kill you eventually.
Yeah.
That's a slow, painful death.
Yeah, that's not
too much time for me to think
was,
about shit.
Is that what that like book Lean In is about? Pen? I don't
know. Lean On Me?
No, Lean In.
Oh, Lean In.
When You're Not Strong.
Lean In.
That's what I was thinking.
Take the shoelace to the throat.
Yeah, because that's what made me paranoid. Was like I was just hanging out with a bunch of people that wanted to die.
Like she's trying to cut cheese or something. Just like
you hang out with comics now. That's not much different.
String through it.
Yeah, they're way too lazy. Do you,
when you're hanging around people that want to kill themselves, do you ever get paranoid about like, well, what if my brain just like works like that tomorrow, and all of a sudden I'm killing myself? And
yeah,
I'm in here.
I was like, man, it just needs like a. Sometimes it was like a car accident or something like that. They're like, yeah, he's never been the same since that car accident where it just like jumbled your head up a little bit. So I was,
man, yeah,
like that kind of freaks you out. Like you realize how fragile we all are.
One good shot to the head, and you might just want to start murdering people. You know?
That's how I almost died.
Really,
it was a car accident.
Wait, how fast were you going?
I wasn't in a car. I was on rollerblades.
Oh, yeah. You never want to get in a car accident on rollerblades. Rollerblades versus car loses every single time.
Exactly.
Like, I'm just enjoying envisioning David on rollerblades.
Well, I was 15, yeah. So I was big, but I wasn't
as big. How short were your
big.
Shorts, though? I got to establish
No,
that.
I had jeans on. But
did you have like a dum-dum
shorts?
In your mouth?
A what?
A dum-dum, like the lollipop
no,
from
I
the
I choked on it? No.
Like Archer?
He's got like a little beanie with a propeller.
I had
cordless can headphones.
I remember I was wearing a bright orange Nike hat. So I don't know how she saw me or didn't see me.
You could have gone deer hunting, but...
Nike hats.
Yeah, it was like they had a lime green one, and then they had the orange one, and I had the orange one.
Did you have the brim flipped up like it was suicidal tendencies?
No, it wasn't that cool. But I did wear it like backwards and to the side.
Like Woody Harrelson?
Oh, like the Beastie Boys?
White Men Can't Jump?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Woody Allen. No, Woody Allen. What the hell?
That movie would have been way weird. Woody Allen and Wesley Snipes.
Now, I do want to see a basketball movie with Willie Allen.
Woody Allen was in it. He was their agent. He was just on the side.
Didn't see him off screen counting money.
Exactly. He's like, well, how much you want to bet he's going to dunk on you? He's just over there peeling off ducats. You know?
You're not listening to the Andy Williams.
Wesley Snipes going to give it to you.
I never make more than three in a row.
So what happened? You're on rollerblades?
Yeah, so I'm on rollerblades, and I was in a neighborhood. And, like, on driveways, you know how, like, driveways have, like, the concave to the edge of the driveway?
Yeah, it, like, spreads out.
Well, yeah. Well, like, it goes up, so it's like a mini ramp on the edge of the driveway.
Cool.
So I'm on the sidewalk, and I'm going.
You were blading?
Yeah. Blade. I was aggressively inlining. Yeah. Okay.
In a neighborhood, not the woods.
Yeah. Were you grinding?
Well, it was, yeah.
That's
I guess
the movie, right?
Grinding. Anyway. But I was going, I was on the wrong side of the road. Like, I was going against traffic. And I'm on the sidewalk, and I'm following my friend.
Yeah,
because
you're a vehicle at that point, right?
Well, no. I'm following my friend Justin.
Oh.
And
Justin.
He decides Always to, Justin. Like, he decides to jump out into the street. Off that little ramp on the driveway, so I did the same thing.
Freestyle, was,
yeah.
Did you grab?
We were gooning. We called it gooning, but like, so you act like you're doing tricks, but you're really just kind of, you know, just like jumping in the air.
Were you trying to be Skitchin' though?
No. That was a great game.
Skitchin'. That's when you hold on to
the vehicles. Yeah.
Wow.
Like Michael J. Fox.
Oh, that's what it's called.
It was a Sega Genesis game. Yeah,
there was a Sega Genesis game called that.
It was great.
Wow.
But anyway, so there was hedges.
Like hit people with bats and like hold on to the back of cars.
It was like road rage, but or what's
road
that?
Rash.
Road rash,
but
on
rollerblades.
You're supposed to chain it together, like from one car to the other, because like the cars will notice you and kind of shake you off and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you could fall on a roll.
That was a fun game.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like roll on the ground and stuff. But anyway, so we jump off. There's hedges, so like we jump out into the road and. I couldn't see the van come. It was that Ford Astra van. If you don't know, it's a little bit bigger than me.
Yeah, it's
but
pretty big.
It's a good size.
It's like a third.
Yeah.
It's like a third of the van.
So we jump out into the road, and he jumps out first, and he sees it. Or we both see the van. He swerves, and I was like, oh, shit. So he swerves, and I just remember all I remember is swerving, throwing my hands up, and then hearing like a thud. And I hit the passenger side mirror. I remember my hands like this, and I blacked out. And I woke up on the ground, and everything's shaking, like my whole world's shaking. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? And my buddies are skating over to me. Yeah, it's weird. My buddies are skating over to me. So I only blacked out for the whole thing. But Justin said he turned around. After he's well, like I wasn't in a coma for a month or something.
Only you know for the whole thing.
Yeah, well, just for
only the whole thing.
Just for the event.
Just for the duration.
So wake up on the ground. They're skating over. Justin said he turned around.
Is
and
the
looked.
Van still there, or is it a hit?
It stopped. No, it stopped. Oh. But like. Justin said he turned around and all he saw was my rollerblade like whiz past his head. So I think I hit the mirror and then did a backflip and landed and I woke up on the ground.
Did it knock you out of your skates?
No, I still my hat was off though, which sucked because it was in the road and I'm like, go get my hat. That was like my main concern.
Right.
Did you go to the hospital or anything?
Yeah, what happened was a lady, she picked me up, drove me to her house, and then called my mom at work. My mom met us.
This is before cell phones.
Before cell phones. So like my mom met us. She drove me back to my house. My mom shows up there, and the woman was like, what are we going to do about my mirror? Because apparently, I broke her mirror. And my mom's like, are you fucking kidding me? You just hit my son with a van. She's like, you know where I live. You have my phone number. If you want my blood type, I'll give that to you, too. I got to take him to the hospital. So I went to the hospital. My head had kind of hurt, but they did the whole, like...
Head hurt.
Yeah. Head hurt. Thumb cut. But I had a cut on my thumb. My head hurt. And they did that where you do, like, the test where, like, you stand on one foot, close your eyes, and touch your nose and shit.
Oh, like the drunk test?
No, like, if to make sure I'm not having a concussion, I guess.
Yeah. Make sure your motor skills are
Yeah, fine. So they did that, and everything was fine.
His mom was like, is he ever going to play classical piano again? David Wayne's just in the corner playing with a yo-yo wrong. Like, I don't think so.
Davey, make music. I'm like banging shit.
Just eating raw spaghetti.
Doctor, will he ever be able to rollerblade again?
When I was a kid, another kid on my street got hit by a minivan. It wasn't a Chevy Astro van, but it was, you know, similar. It was one of the funniest things I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, my God.
Just because, like...
Did he get knocked out of his shoes?
No. He got hit. It was in the rain, and he went up onto the windshield, like he was on his bike, like a BMX bike.
Yeah.
And it was raining.
Did he have pegs?
When he hit the windshield, like, the windshield wipers, like, grabbed him and then just, like, flung him off to the side.
How small was he?
Just like he was a little kid. He was like 9, probably.
Oh, okay.
And then the lady who was driving just like fucking panicked. Just took off.
Oh.
Hit and run? Did you get the plates?
Oh, my God.
We were just like, holy shit. The kid was okay. He was fine.
Yeah. That's the weirdest thing.
Did he break the windshield?
No.
I would have went through that fucking car. Even at 9.
That was the big thing about there's like whenever somebody gets hurt. Like, it's immediately funny once you know they're not dead. Yeah. You're like, oh, thank fucking God that they're not
That's
fucking
hilarious.
Like, now it's funny. Yeah,
yeah, you check
now
on them
first.
This
is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You check on them and be like, are you all right? Are you all right? Yeah. Oh, man. You fucking should have seen yourself, bro. You do, like, 3 flips and then windshield wipe it off.
The sec they just, like, catch their air and they're like, like, thank God.
Yeah, they're breathing.
So crazy.
I'm only going to get grounded for a week.
But I think that changed me. It fucked me up when I got hit by that van.
Probably.
Yeah, well, anytime you get a concussion or pass out or something like that, it alters your brain.
Any hit on the head, they said, screws up your brain.
Yeah. Oh, that Aaron Hernandez, the guy that killed himself in jail for
murdering
a bunch of other people.
He had holes in his brain because he's been playing football since he's like 10.
Yeah. They said that was like the worst case of CTE they had seen yet.
Yeah.
So they're like, that might have been the reason why he went
crazy. Why he went on a murder spree? Yeah.
Well, was it from football or was he just always on Molly?
What's
the one that puts holes in your brain, they say?
Oh, yeah.
Molly's ecstasy, Molly. So yeah.
Ecstasy, yeah, okay.
Ah, that don't really put holes in your brain.
It doesn't really, yeah.
It doesn't?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fucking MTV lied to me as a kid.
I knew it.
They made up tons of side effects about drugs.
When I was a kid, it was always like marijuana is really—it's a gateway drug. It's fun times.
You know what they say about Kurt Loder, Matt? He's a cock.
Such a cock. He's a drug cock.
He's a cock.
He's a, cock. He's a news cock.
Hashtag fake news.
Cock Loder.
Cock Loder. My favorite thing is the South Park version of him. He's like, I'm the oldest person on this network by, like, 30 years.
Yeah, the rest was, like, Kennedy, and they were all, like, in their 20s, and then he's, like, 48. Yeah.
Boy, Kennedy really fell off, didn't she?
Yeah. She was so hot, though.
Doing some crazy shit now.
That grunge, just, like, I love flannel, just especially on girls, and they don't wash their hair.
I love that, so like, good. Radical libertarianism is just, like, the fucking new, basically, like, skate punk mentality of, like, Kennedy.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, no,
Janine
yeah.
Garofalo.
But, like, just let people fall through the cracks of the system. I mean, that's fucking, that's rad, bro.
Where does it lead? Seattle and flannel.
You know what's cool? Right. Not giving a fuck about people. Well, it is. That is, like, that's the new radical thing. That's, like, on 4chan. You can, like...
Really?
You can go on 4chan and then go on Facebook and you can see the people that are basically just copying the rhetoric that they're reading on 4chan into their own little Facebook
posts.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
It's very, very
I didn't even think about that. Like, that's what people do. To like,
yeah,
just
they're all red pill guys, you know. That, like,
yeah, went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Libertarianism and also women are bitches.
Because they won't fuck me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, like, if you could carry a conversation for more than 5 minutes before
they should
going
get into
to
boxing.
A fucking conspiracy theory, you might be able to get laid.
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's an open secret that the Federal Reserve steals money from everybody.
It's empty, bro. It's empty.
There's
if you lived there right now, it'd be totally empty.
There's no gold in Fort Knox.
We should invest in silver.
You have to invest in seeds.
Seeds, man.
Well, Johnny,
yeah,
you got your own
gold. It's going to be the new currency.
Did you see that? It was they have that seed depository or whatever. Like,
yeah,
was
like
it
in,
your mom's
in my pants.
Oh, what? Oh, that's what balls do. I get it.
Yeah. I get it. No, you're talking about cum.
Dick jokes.
No, but they tried to say it was like flooding and all this shit because of the like global
seed.
Warming. And they're like, no, it's just a little, like, there's a puddle of water, like, at the entrance, but that's,
it's
we
like
took
a big,
care of that with
it's
some
like
towels.
A big vault.
Do you know what happens
yeah,
when
like
seeds
huge,
get
yeah.
wet, though?
Yeah.
You can't handle that.
Yeah. They germinate.
They're not designed for that.
Have you seen the steam in their steam?
Is that right, germinate? I think
yeah.
I said that wrong.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good, David.
Nailed it.
Good
job, got it.
Bonus there's always has to be today. One. Yeah, there's always has to be one thing that I say I have to check with everybody.
Those are the only pistols I care about.
Yeah, that
my favorite thing about this podcast, hands down, is David learns something every single time.
Yeah, well, it's like it's more reassuring.
Yeah.
Well,
like whenever David nails something, though, he just like crosses his hands and puts a smug look on his face. He's like, "Yep, got it."
Now, I only did that when y'all are talking about me that one day. They're like bragging about me on one episode for some reason. I don't remember why. And then I'm just, for some reason, was just sitting like this, and they look over, and they're like, why do you look so fucking smug right now? I'm like, I don't know.
He looks just like a smug little chipmunk when he does that.
I was basking in the glory.
Yeah.
David Wayne is a basker. He's been known to bask.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm more marinate, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, John, like, I guess going back to the original topic, you have a bit about trying to get... you and your wife are trying to get pregnant, right?
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's true.
No, yeah. No, well, it's life and death.
I don't really make up anything in my act.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I don't think he's making this up.
It is. It's one of those things that I joke about because it's one of those things that nobody fucking jokes about or even talks about, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, like your dick not working right. Well, nobody wants to.
Hey,
talk
man,
about
how's
that.
Your dick? How's your balls?
But yeah, so we're trying to have a kid, but you know, sometimes it's hard. You know, it's
yeah.
Like,
well, that's how you have a kid. It has to be hard.
Yeah. Fuck.
It's got to be hard, and you gotta put it in there. A couple swirls.
Take it out. Put it back in there.
Couple
take it
swirls.
Out.
Put your toe in.
Do it faster. That's called fucking.
Yeah. I've given up all masturbation at this point. I'm just
that's crazy.
You're just
like
building
that,
it up?
Yeah. That,
I'm just, it's constantly building up. Yeah.
How long? How long do you wait in between build-ups?
2 to 3 days.
Oh, my it's God.
Like those business days?
Yeah.
2-3 business days. Yeah.
So if you stopped on a Friday, would you have to go to Monday or like Wednesday?
Close on a holiday.
Yeah, yeah. Like nothing on Saturday and Sunday.
It's New Year's, honey. I have to
get weekends off. Weekends off.
New Year, literally new person.
But now I feel like I'm 16 again. Like as soon as she touches it, I'm about to like just go. Oh. Yeah.
Like American Pie.
Waiting like 3 days because before I started doing that, I think I freaking jerked off every day for like years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, just to like go to sleep sometimes, you know? Yeah. Like,
or bored.
Yeah, I'm just bored.
It definitely helps with sleeping.
I do have a lot more time on my hands now that I'm not jerking off. It's like,
oh,
wow,
yeah.
It's very productive.
Yeah. That's what I would assume.
So you're learning Spanish then? Is that what you're doing in your spare time?
I'm learning Spanish.
Mandarin.
I'm learning piano.
Oh, that's right. You just got a piano, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a
baby grand
keyboard or actual piano.
Just a little electric keyboard to, you know.
He's like Schroeder.
Set.
Yeah. Schroeder from Peanuts. He's got the little one.
Yeah.
Right.
So far, I can play Hot Cross Buns.
Oh, fuck.
Can you do chopsticks?
Respectful.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't got that far yet.
Hot Cross Buns.
That's where they start you, is Hot Cross Buns.
Well, that's what happens. He starts to play Hot Cross Buns, and then he says, hey, babe, look what I learned on Hot Cross Buns. And then now he wants to fuck, so then they just go and do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that, let me get those hot cross buns.
And then 40 seconds later.
Yeah, 40 seconds later.
Do you notice that?
Piano.
Do you notice that? Like, as it's been like more days since you've came or whatever. Had sex,
came.
Like, if anyone says a certain word, you're just like, oh fuck, I really want some ass right now. Or
yeah,
something.
I do. I do get distracted.
As it gets closer, your mind goes in the gutter quicker. Right?
So like,
it's a lot like being a teenager. Where
yeah,
you're just like constantly. Like, it just pops into your head constantly.
Are you, like, on, like, high alert now? You're like, that's my trigger word.
So you're sitting in school and someone just grazes you? Like, the wind somehow, because the door closes, hits you just right?
The coach grazes you?
Yeah. Or, like, just something grazes you, and they're like, hey,
they're like, oh, he smells musky.
Hey, John. John, yeah, exactly. It's like a scent thing. John, come to this problem on the board, and you're, like, rock hard. You're like, I can't do that.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was wearing wind pants one time. I was like,
windbreakers?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can't get a boner in wind pants. That's Matt, a life or death situation.
Yeah. Matt just rustling up there.
There was a guy that, I forget who, I think Rogan said something about, like, one of his buddies used to go shooting, he called it.
Shooting?
Where he had windbreaker pants, and he would, like, cut the lining out and make them real thin.
Yeah.
And, like, sandpaper them down with, like, real fine sandpaper, put lube all over his dick, and then go to a strip club.
If you're sandpapering pants, just, you need to stop.
That's like, some real, like...
He called it shooting, and that's what he said. He'd go to a strip club, like, lube his shit up, and then just have real thin windbreakers
on. That's
some,
on, like, real cheapskate shit right
there.
Yeah,
isn't that
really
creepy?
You know what it reminds me of? You ever see the movie Striptease?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
When I think it's Burt Reynolds' character is like completely coated in Vaseline.
Yeah. I like to feel it squished between my toes.
I feel it squished between my toes.
Yes.
It's like, dude, just no.
Yeah, you're on a whole new level. You're like in your own class of like just fucking
get
awkwardness.
A hooker, okay?
Exactly. But it's cheaper that way. You pay $10 to get in or whatever.
How
it
much is a fleshlight? I mean, just fucking Christ.
Yeah.
You can reuse
pay $10
it.
To get in. It's a discount coming in my pants.
Yeah, so now
it's
you're
like,
just
yeah, so what? I'm covered in semen and lube.
Was yeah, worth now you're it. Just like sloshing
this is
around.
Really worth it.
I mean, I don't think he went to dinner with his parents afterwards.
I
but,
fucking hope not.
Now it's time to go get some Long Island iced tea.
It's time for Susie's piano recital.
Because it picks his daughter up from school. He has to get out of the van, go into the school.
He has to go back to work at the TSA right after
Just get dripping. I sat in my cum pants all night.
He's just dripping down his thigh and his like Jesus. Ankles.
Getting out of the van. Hey, honey.
Yeah, because yeah, lube dries out.
That's great. Yeah, just a
you have to
pants
be clean
filled
shaven.
With spunk and Vaseline.
You have to be clean shaven. Otherwise, that's just going to
be. Well, like every time he stands pad. Up, it's like getting off a leather couch. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Like Velcro.
Like opening a fucking cheese single.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, craft man. Cheese singles.
Mm. Yeah.
now David Wayne just got a boner.
Now I'm hard. Fuck all that hooker and stripper talk.
Homer,
I
have
craft
you
got singles.
Craft singles on pie.
He's like, I'm not about that northern shit.
That's right.
Craft singles on pie.
Homer, have you been up all night eating cheese? I think I'm blind.
Simpsons.
Yeah, so I almost didn't make the podcast because I had to drive from Titusville.
What
this
the
about
fuck
like
is
two
Titusville?
Hours. Yeah, that's where
it's
Daniel
Christopher
Tosh
Titus's
is from.
Town.
Okay, what?
It's where Daniel Tosh is actually from.
Ah,
well, yeah.
Sure, I'm sure he's not there anymore.
Yeah, no,
yeah, he got the fuck out of that place.
Yeah, exactly. What was my point?
Was it outside anyway? Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, because you were dropping Simpsons quotes, and I said we could just replace you with Simpsons quotes.
There
on
you
the
go.
Track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, that was the most, yeah, it was just, I just laugh, make Simpsons quotes, and maybe some South Park, and then that's about it.
Good for you, Matt.
Good for me.
A couple episodes ago, he literally just like regurgitated an entire scene of Metalocalypse.
Like, I was lost. I had never seen that show, so I was out there.
I've seen a couple. But
brutal. How lost could you be? He was describing what was going on, who
I
was
guess
in
that's
it.
That's true. It was like
story time with
so we
Matt.
Got this podcast. This is the How to Die Alone podcast, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So just quote The Simpsons.
Is there a worse name that you guys could have come up with for the How to Die Alone podcast? I mean,
I thought.
Can you imagine people scrolling through iTunes right now? Okay, what podcast? I'm going to check out a new podcast. How to Die Alone? The podcast? Yeah, that's what I want when I'm all by myself in this apartment doing dishes.
Oh, actually,
exactly. Either this or talking to a cat.
You know? Well, it's doing surprisingly well, but none of that's you good. Fuckers are writing, rating, or commenting. So, you know, just go ahead, pause this, go back into iTunes, and fucking say something.
Yeah, they're not going to if you put it like that. You
goddamn plebeians.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that, like, I hope a lot of I hope people know about it, but they just never mention it.
I think I think that's what, like,
we're the
like,
speakeasy of podcasts.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're like the underground. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, you can't just, and not anyone listens to it. But if you listen to it, you get it.
It's like you listen to it, but you're not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, what do you get?
You better.
I don't know what you get, but you get it. You know what I mean? You get something,
especially under the bridge, 3:30 a.m.
That's right.
Fourth yeah, Street. No, that's, yeah, didn't, yeah, we did like the, like, hey, we need suggestions for a show. So we had this like big long thread full of like at least 40.
Just garbage?
Yeah.
Just terrible ideas.
Yeah, so we just ended up making up a name by ourselves anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, don't ask people. No, yeah. Nobody
yeah, we
has
did good yeah,
exactly, which is like we how to, did. I think my favorite was the What a Waste podcast, because we're all fat.
I guarantee you there's probably like, someone that has that. Someone yeah. probably has that.
Yeah.
But that's why I liked How to Die Alone, because like, when you Google it, like, there's nothing that comes up.
Yeah.
There's no other podcast even close to that.
And I feel like eventually Google will just autocomplete How to Die Alone.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. That'd be good.
If somebody types it like 10,000 times, I think that's the minimum.
I'm only up to 10,000.
Got 3, 000, it. Skip the ratings. Do that.
Just type it into Google. Yeah.
Make it so like every time how to, boom, Die Alone.
People would be like, how to fix, well, I was going to look up how to fix a toilet, but this
this podcast, yeah.
Yeah, well, I gotta do toilet? Some cardio.
What is the number one pop-up thing on Google when you put in how to?
Let's check
it right now.
It's probably how to lie to the police or something.
Like, how to,
it's got to be something negative.
How to tell your parents you're pregnant. I'm betting on that one.
How to get hit by a van and survive.
Shut up. It's going to be probably something political or... How to kill the president or something stupid like that.
How to keep Kim Jong-un from...
Well, you just got us all put on a list.
Yeah, we're on the list.
It's going to be how to get back to the gold standard.
Yeah.
It's very libertarian. Right.
How to make slime. Well, that goes back to what you were talking about, John. What?
No, I think it's an alcoholic drink.
Is slime an alcoholic drink?
No, it's a little like sludge that kids make for fun now.
I got some from the dollar store the other day. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's how to make slime, how to tie a tie, screenshot on Mac, how to open a champagne bottle.
How to tie a tie is good. How to open a champagne bottle is very
I was at a
topical.
Party last night where it was just a bunch of people that didn't know how to open champagne and were afraid to try.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's very topical.
That's what I love about the... I think it's not a mandate, but it's a rule now. Like, whenever a championship team, like let's say for NFL or NBA, like they all have to wear those Oakley goggles.
Yeah, they wear goggles. Well, that's probably sponsorship. Because
they've had a couple athletes.
You shoot your eye out, Ralphie.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
good news. Like, one of the top tens is how to buy Ripple, which is apparently a cryptocurrency. So you know,
Ripple. Okay.
That's what old black men drink.
Ripple.
Yeah, you never had Ripple.
Is that purple drink?
No, that's lean. Ripple is just like fucking...
Lean's pretty good.
I don't know. It's like a shitty...
It's like codeine.
It's like a shitty Hennessy or something. Like Ripple, you never heard that?
I've never heard of it. I've never had it.
Is it some kind of cognac? I think it's like a cognac.
It's like a cognac drink. It's like cognac and juice or something.
It's like the Colt 45.
It's like hypnotic.
Yeah, not...
It's like the Colt 45 of cognac.
No, it's not a snifter drink. It's more of a on the rocks in a red Solo cup.
Let me get that Ripple. You know
So we'll see. So then Ripple and country music, they're not that different.
No.
Oh, God damn, Jesus. It's a real thing. It looks disgusting.
It's a real thing. It does.
It looks like it's sold in the Middle East.
Light red wine.
There it is.
It's light red wine.
It's like Mad Dog or MD 2020 or whatever.
MD 2020.
Ruby red, baby. Ruby red. Boone's Farm.
I like this pro advice on it. To keep fresh, keep Captain Cold.
Okay.
Keep it fresh by not opening it. Hot tips, everybody.
You mean like every other thing that you consume? You want to put it in a refrigerator after opening?
No, it's like mayonnaise. Keep it clothes.
Yeah, if it gets hot, it definitely explodes.
Yeah.
Do not make direct eye contact with
Ripple. Ripple turns into a wave. That's so dumb.
That's awesome. That's one of my favorite. Oh, you couldn't drink in Iraq, right, John? Or Afghanistan?
We did. We're not supposed to, really.
Right.
I mean, but like in Iraq, there's like Iraq was.
Could
like
you tell the difference between soda and beer? Like if you just went to like the local stores?
Oh, sure,
stores?
Sure. Okay. But Iraq was a secular country, so, you know.
Was
a secular country, yeah. A secular government. So yeah, they had like bars and stuff. I went to a bar in Baghdad a couple of times.
Oh. Yeah. Is stuff in English?
Okay.
A lot of people speak English. Kind of everywhere you go in the world, there's a good amount of people speak English.
But like the products, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you just grab a can, you're like, fuck, is this alcohol or.
Did you have to haggle on shit? Were you like, well, I see what the price is, but what's the price really?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of haggling involved. Like most of the time, you would just get a bottle of scotch from a guy who would come by, and he would have rotisserie chickens and scotch.
Yes,
my man.
Like, so for like $20, you could get a rotisserie chicken, pita bread, and a bottle of scotch.
How was his Ripple?
Yeah.
And it was like this weird scotch had like a picture of like a naked woman in a turban on it or something.
What?
It was
that's
like a
forbidden.
Woman in a bikini but with like her face like hidden behind,
oh, behind the burqa
or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's very
you gotta protect
forbidden.
The model.
It's a bizarro burqa
and it tasted like shit.
Oh god.
Yeah, it tasted real fucking bad.
Did it taste falafel?
Did it make you feel awful?
Donnie Stopoli.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'll make fun of him. That's fine.
Since
you guys fuck it, too big a pussies too. You're afraid of big meaty arms.
No, we always burn. We always burn comics bits on here. That's what we do.
Yeah, dude, just get in a headlock with Donnie. All you just have to do is like that one flex, and like you're fucking Adam the apple's gone.
He almost got into a, him and someone almost got beat up by some New Yorker.
Oh yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah, that shit was insane. Like the guys.
Oh, you were there?
Well, I was outside and they were talking to him, and then I didn't see it, but they told me afterwards. Like I heard him, and I guess I got there late when it was kind of like ending or whatever.
Settling down.
Yeah, but apparently at one point they got this guy Roscoe so mad like his lip was quivering, and he was like ready to go. And I'm like, "What'd you guys do?" I'm like, "I wish he would have swung on
you." Didn't
y'all.
He say, "Hey, do you want to dance?"
Yeah.
Yeah, he said something along that lines, like some like 80s fucking tough talk. It started at Coconuts on Tuesday.
I think the whole thing that started at Coconuts is they weren't laughing at his shit.
That's what it was. He's 6 months in.
New Yorker?
He's some New York guy, 6 months in, and he was doing jokes, and the other comics, I guess he noticed Silman and Stopa were not laughing at his jokes, so he got mad at them.
And he was doing
so. Then he comes to Iberian, and then Stopa and Silman
tell
me
he wasn't funny.
He was doing like preachy shit the one time I saw him, where he was like, "Well, you know, there's like the pay gap, and that's fucked up. Why aren't you guys clapping?" And I'm like, "The fuck is this? This isn't even a joke.
Yeah. This is a TED talk. Like, what the fuck?" But anyway, so like, yeah,
that should be
nuts.
The name. It was like, "How come you ain't laughing? Or how come you ain't clapping?" That's a great new line. How come you ain't clapping?
What's wrong with you guys?
This is how these people, they think like stand-up comedy works, because they see it on like a TV show.
Yeah.
And like somebody just says something that's not that funny, and then people clap in the audience because they're paid to be there because it's a TV show.
Well, or it's because like
Daily
Netflix
Show
presents.
Has a very curated audience.
Well, or it's like a Netflix Presents where it's all free tickets, so it's like they just, you know, pander and shit.
Well, the Daily Show is also showing, you know, like little video clips and pictures with some funny shit on there. If you're listening to the Daily Show on the radio, they play it on satellite radio every night.
Oh,
it does not translate. No. It does not translate without the images.
No, yeah, no, definitely not at all. Yeah. See, like this show doesn't translate at
so, like,
all.
Instead of Trevor Noah, it's like some other voice. Imagine a box with a picture of this. It's like, oh, now it makes
now
sense.
I get
like
it.
30 seconds later right. Or whatever, like way past the punch.
Well, like, I don't know, like, whenever there's a new guy that that John does, the dude thought that he and Donnie were being patronizing because
they probably
like,
were.
Yeah, well, he'll listen to your bits and stuff like that. He may not be laughing, but he'll be like, okay, that makes sense. Uh-huh.
Who will listen?
Silman.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Silman and Donnie. So that's what they're doing. He's like, all right, okay, all right. But they're not laughing. So I guess the guy thought they were being patronizing and being like making fun of his stuff, even though they were just kind of going like, all right, there's...
Plus,
something,
let's be honest, dude. If we were in Roscoe's position, wouldn't you want to just punch both of them in the face?
If you were a garbage man,
I was like,
He has a slappable face, right?
No, I'm sure this guy will come to my open mic either tonight or next week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be great.
And then he'll get mad because
no one's laughing.
No one's laughing, and he has perceived that I put him up to way too late. I
mean, oh, yeah.
He deserves better, and then he'll get mad at me, and then he'll never come back.
As far as I know, he's one of those guys who only works, like, the club rooms, because, like, his material's just apparently too goddamn good for, like, these
open
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it was so funny. That's what happened. Well, I was up there.
Scrub comic members.
I was up there, and, like, Donnie Silman left, and another comic was talking to him. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was talking to him. He's like, man, I'm just like you. I get it. You had to have a passion for comedy and all this stuff. And Roscoe's like, yeah. He's like, I worked in Dangerfields. You know, they asked me to do 15. I did 15 for them, but I told them I could do 45. I'm like, dude, someone told me you're like 6 months in. And first of all,
Dangerfield's anybody gets to work it if you take the class.
Exactly. And like Dangerfields is like, you know, so old anyway. It's like they're putting up hacks in there. Like, what are you so happy about that for?
It's a lot of bringer shows. You know, if you can get, you know, 8 or 10 people out, then
I mean, it's basically the same thing as doing The Stand, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's exactly the same.
They're next to each other.
Identical to Caroline's.
Like, it's ridiculous. But, like, apparently someone said he's only 6 months in. And it's like, how are you 6 months in yelling at other locals in another area and you're from New York?
I got no respect for people who are in, like, 6 months. That's ridiculous.
No, I don't even talk.
Or less.
Exactly.
It's so freeing now to go to mics and see, like, new people. And, like, you don't even have to talk to them. You're like, get away from me.
Yeah, you guys are jaded.
Yeah, they just start asking you on your podcast and shit.
Yeah, right.
You guys are doing something? Yeah, let me, can I get on that?
No.
I got an open mic coming up tonight. So yeah, we've had a bunch of those guys come in to the open mic where...
Oh, is that a trend? That's what I was going to ask. Because like, it's the new year, someone's going to be like, I'm finally going to get on stage.
Yeah. So
we'll get that Facebook photo I've always wanted.
Right.
With me and the
So
mic.
Yeah, we're going to get about a bunch of guys tonight that are trying to stand up for the first time, either tonight or next week.
Holding the mic a good 3 feet from their face.
Yeah. They're going to be like...
Taking it out of the mic stand, leaving the mic stand in front of them. That's my...
Wagging the cord around.
What do you think? You can hide behind that thing, David?
I know. Well, even me, it's still visually
jarring.
Me.
Dropping a one-liner and then, well, what else do I got? Flip through the notebook?
Or dropping the mic after when they're supposed to be laughing. That's what I fucking hate. They hit the punchline and then they drop the mic, look around.
Oh.
And no one's laughing. I'm like, why do you keep doing that?
Yeah, we're going to get a bunch of guys running the light, getting mad at me because they're going up late.
Late, yeah.
I don't know.
Can running the light means
if
going
someone
over
runs
your
the
time.
Light, can I just tackle them?
I gotta tell you, I've realized running anything is terrible because like people are like, "Hey, can I get in? Can I do this?" It's like,
yeah, you know, like every week there'll be like five guys. They're like, "Hey, I really need to go up early."
I bet.
I'm just looking at David Wayne right now.
Shut up. Hey, that makes up for you not booking me on your fucking friend show.
Hey, oh, now it comes out.
Two of these guys over here.
I haven't seen you in a while, David.
Oh,
I haven't seen you.
That's what I said.
Are you kidding me? I fucking murder. I have the set five.
I fucking murder. I've been to... I know my buddy, me and my buddy Roscoe.
Dude, I was a fucking Dangerfields like 2 weeks ago.
No, yeah, honestly, there was a bunch of people that I was like, oh, man, I should have booked them, but I hadn't seen them in, like, months.
David got comedy cucked.
It's fine. That's my problem. I don't get out enough. I get it.
And you already had
enough big white guys on the show.
That's true.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what's
quotas.
I was like,
and one big black guy.
That's true.
How many more morbidly obese white guys does he need?
No, that's what I said. I said that one night when I went up. I was like, four fat guys and me.
Yeah.
It's like I just wanted to come up here and look like a goddamn movie star.
You're like, I didn't even want to book them. They bullied me into it.
Like, they ate all my food.
And then I said, I just wanted to see. I booked a fat host and a bunch of fat comics because I just wanted to see two fat guys struggling to trade places on stage over and over.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, my parents came when I was there. I was not expecting that, which is really good with
the
opening
joke.
They liked you okay.
Okay. They're like, okay.
This guy.
I don't think I'm that dirty.
They loved Ricky.
They liked Ricky?
Yeah. Ricky
he did a good job.
Ricky Hicken.
They're like, does he do it a lot? I'm like, yeah.
Like, it's kind of what he does.
Works at a comedy club. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that gives you an edge?
No.
I guess, like, working at comedy
club? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
Steven should be, because he works the booth, so he gets to see all the good and bad comics that come through
there.
The
booth is a little bit different, because you're not a server.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
When you're,
you get
when
to
you're
see
a server, they really need servers, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it's like,
you don't, you can't pay attention to the show.
They don't really want you taking off work to
right.
comedy, yeah. you know?
Working the booth, half the show is watching the show, and half the show is watching the audience for when they're, like, fucking around too much.
Yeah, because you gotta make sure that they're not acting up and shit.
Yeah, like, I don't want people ruining it for other people. I mean, I know some clubs are cool with that, but not the one I work at.
Yeah.
Right.
Drag them through the mud.
I'm not gonna name names.
He just, like, systematically starts, like, he's like, I know this joke, and he just starts turning down the mic.
Yeah. Wait, what?
No. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm joking about.
No,
right.
I just like
dude, you're in the God box, though. Like, for a comic, it's like you and the mic. But there's a guy controlling your mic, so who's in charge?
If he went and fucked around with any of that shit, BT would clothesline him so fast.
Yeah.
Drag him out by his hair.
Yeah. Not a tiny dude either.
No.
You don't want to fuck
neither,
with BT.
Neither is Steven.
Well, you were hosting for Godfrey that night, and or Gilbert Godfrey, and...
same guy.
Yeah,
pretty much
exactly
the same.
Gilbert Godfrey. No, and, like, there was that guy, and, like, Gilbert Godfrey's about to close. Steve, you were in the booth, and that dude in the front row stood up and tried to, like, high-five Gilbert Godfrey, and BT just fucking beelined. You just see, like, this 7-foot statuesque man just, like, beelining for the front, grabs the guy, he's like, get out of here, you're
done. Do you
want to
fuck BT? Why are you saying statuesque?
Well, I mean, just, is that a statue?
He's a glorious pinnacle of a man.
No,
have you ever seen Radiant. The Eye of God?
Is that what statuesque means? I thought statues means, like, he's a tall person.
No, it means, like, beautiful.
Statue-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what statuesque means.
Like something an artist would carve from marble.
Yeah.
Like, is what you would call that.
So you're saying he's chiseled.
See. Yeah. All right, that was all right. So you just see this tall guy.
I'm gonna tell Leslie that you got a thing.
I'm moving in.
That's hot.
I'm moving in. I mean, we're like identical too. So,
yeah, so he grabs the guy, kicks him out. And then,
yeah, the guy that he kicked out. I mean, I knew that guy was gonna be a fucking problem from.
He was talking
when
the whole
he
show.
Walked in.
It's whenever you see a guy with a crew cut and a painted on button up shirt, it's like this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah, he's
like,
drunk already when he's there.
Like, it doesn't even matter how much booze he has. Like, that archetype.
He's gonna be an asshole no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody in an all white button down?
Yeah.
You just want a clothes on. Clean shaven. It's like, dude, grow a beard. What
wearing
the fuck's wrong
shirt.
With you? Yeah.
Wearing that.
Dressing all nice and shit.
Not having stains on your lapel.
Yeah.
How do I even know what you ate if I don't see stains on that
exactly.
shirt?
Exactly. I can't trust you. What was your last meal?
Oh, yeah.
He's get like, some barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
be respectable. Those are
the guys that are like, I'm funnier than him. I'm going to help him out.
Well, no, yeah. It's just
they
make the show
that
about
after
themselves.
The show.
Yeah,
they always do that. They go up to the comic and they're like, yeah, you know, I was a little rowdy, but, you know, I was helping, right?
Was
and the comic's
helping.
Like, no.
No big deal.
Not at all.
No, it's a big deal.
You tried to high five him.
No,
it's
I just,
so funny.
Just to be clear, I fucking hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that is not cool. Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever go to a comedy show again.
I know it seems. Seems like I was just, you know, riffing off the dome, but I've been working on this for years.
Right.
It's like, now, I do like your apartment, Steven. This reminds me of every single place I've ever bought weed. Yeah. Actually, I think I bought some from your neighbor the other day.
We got some business to talk after.
Do you have a pet snake? You seem like you might have a pet snake hidden
around
someplace.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Dog, cat, and rat. We got
dog,
a food
cat,
chain.
Dog, cat, and rat. Okay, yeah. And then you have to keep them separated? Yeah. Is this an experiment of some kind?
No.
So does the cat doesn't fuck with the rat?
No. The cat does like watching the rat, though, like because the rat's in a cage. Well, the cat's in that room right now in my girlfriend's office. Dog's in there.
Piper.
It's kind of how like when you go to Red Lobster and you just stare at the lobsters in the tank. You're like watching your meal before you eat it.
Yeah.
Is that what the cat does to the rat?
Yeah. Like the cat.
I'm going to fuck you up later.
Yeah. To just go with that analogy, that cat's just wishing she had pennies to drop in the tank. Just like wipe those lobsters out.
Master Splinter, you will be mine.
Did you name your rat Master Splinter? Because that'd be a good name.
It's the one we still have is Ginger. Marianne got killed.
Oh, no. What did she
by
get killed from?
Piper, the dog.
No, the dog.
Oh, yeah. That's life and death time. So
my dog kills rats anytime he can get a hold of one, like in the backyard or whatever. Yeah, yeah. He loves. He doesn't eat them. He just crushes them.
Yeah, yeah. Being too that's smart power. Is kind of rabbits? A problem for a rat.
Yeah.
Because Marianne climbed out of the cage, fell on the floor, and like before my girlfriend could even see it, like Piper just punctured right through the rat's chest.
Jesus, yeah, that's life or death right there. Yeah. That's on topic. We're back on damn. Topic.
Damn.
Yeah.
Life and death.
And so we wrapped it up in a t-shirt, a band t-shirt my girlfriend had, put it in a and a paper bag filled with sand and threw it into the ocean. Well, the Gulf, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's part of the ocean.
What band was it?
Savages.
Oh, very wow. Appropriate. Very appropriate. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, lived as she died.
She wasn't going to waste one of her AFI shirts.
Fire inside.
So somebody's going to be swimming. Some tourist is going to be swimming. There's going to be like a rat skeleton in a bag.
I hope so.
Foot. Yeah. That's fucking metal.
And it's going to open it and say, like, Savages.
What the fuck is this?
They're like, hey. Like, I love Savages. What's that smell?
Well, no, that's just how every Savages shirt smells. Don't worry.
It's part of the brand.
Yeah. They spray it with
that
funk.
Dead rat smell.
You can't get that. You know
damn,
what
this
mean?
Smells like a warehouse.
The only way to get that is from real dead rats.
Yeah.
So yeah. You gotta be, authentic.
Yeah, you have to be.
There's no dead rat at Yankee Candle, I'll tell you that.
No, I've tried. Just submitted numerous times.
They don't have
times.
A smell of death.
Although
candle.
There is a Jelly Belly flavor.
I know. It's mind-boggling, dude. I've submitted numerous times. Can I get that dead rat candle? Nope. Fresh cut grass? No problem.
The tail's practically a wick. You're already there.
Yeah, you're halfway there.
I need it for my satanic cult.
So, yeah, I guess...
You should probably write a letter with your G2 pen, pilot pen.
Oh, yeah, we got to work on our sponsors.
Yeah.
That we don't have, but we want...
Fake sponsors?
Yeah, we want G2 to sponsor us because
so you're sponsoring G2.
From Pilot, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, what was it? The Bic.
We'll do a song like a G2.
Right.
Yeah.
You hear that?
That's yeah, right. I don't know.
That shit's getting great. Done, man.
You don't get that sign. You don't get that same clicky sound with any other pen.
My pen doesn't click. I don't got time for that bullshit.
I need to cap off. I gotta go.
I gotta cap it off. You get the Bic where it's shaped like a pencil. You fucking peasant. Who uses that?
Right here.
Oh. I only shoplift pens from Dollar Tree. That's the only way I get pens.
So you feel like you're not like, hey, I'm not ripping them off that bad. It's just a Dollar Tree pen.
Well, no, it's just because no one has ever been caught shoplifting at Dollar Tree. The people
I don't even think people
there,
work there.
The people working there, if they are in fact working there, do not care. You can
I don't
you
think
want.
They move from behind the register. I don't know who stocks those shelves, but
right,
it's not them. They're always at the register. I've never seen just one of their employees walking around.
They need help finding anything? No, I don't.
No.
Are you going to be standing here for the next 15 to 30 years? Good. Yeah. I'm going to go to the back and just like... Start stuffing.
I'm pretty sure they wait for like, you know, an old black mom and her kid to go down the aisle and they just like throw a box of shit down. It's like, Darnell, you better put that shit back on the shelf. And that's how they stock the shelves.
Yeah.
There you go. Super racist way to restock your shelves.
Yeah, why did they have to be black?
It's like shameful slavery.
Because white parents are just going to be like, oh, he just hit him. He threw it on the ground. How precocious. Let's go.
How precocious.
I've never
he's
heard a white
establishing
say
his
that.
Independence.
Come on, Preston, back to the car.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Angry Birds to play.
Bryce.
Bryce.
I fucking hate Bryce.
Bryson's definitely a privileged name, I think.
What are you guys' other sponsors?
I think right now that's it.
G2 Pens.
Yeah, that's the one we're really pushing hard for.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe honey-baked ham. That'd be sweet.
You just want a couple honey-baked hams.
Huh? Yeah. Man, those things are amazing.
Those things are good.
Yeah. I was like, what is something every guest would just tear apart?
Exactly.
Honey baked ham, yeah.
Like, think about it. On our Instagram, we'd have photos of it. That's product placement. Perfect.
Yeah. Next, I could G2 show pens. The marbling in it, you know.
You already mentioned it for your Christmas office party.
Did? Mm. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
We bought one. It was like $80, dude. Yeah.
So $80 for a ham?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Spiral cut, pre-cut. You just go in.
Was it like 40
it
pounds?
Oh, yeah. So good. I don't remember what it weighed.
It's like, how much do I weigh now? Yeah, that much.
It had like this brown sugar bark on it. It was just fucking amazing.
That's a little bit crispy. That's so good.
How does that work at the office party where someone's like fighting over the bone or no? Like, because every family function
like,
I had.
Here, everybody come have a gnaw on it.
No, because
you always
make soup.
Yeah, I got to make soup. I need the bone.
I don't know. In my family, it's the rule: whoever cooks gets to keep the bone. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I never knew that was a thing of like just keeping the bone.
You just throw the bone away.
I have a turkey carcass in my freezer right now. I'm going to make some delicious turkey soup.
I guess I've just never been in that situation. I'm like, what do I do with this bone?
You never wonder what to do with your bone, Matt.
Bury it.
Bury it in the couch.
Your backyard's just full of like bones.
Rat bones.
Someone's
going to
dig up your backyard. I'm like, this guy murdered so many hams? Is that pigs? What is this? Like, I guess he killed turkeys.
Welcome to the boneyard.
The boneyard. A bone saw's ready.
I got you for 3
Macho man.
I'm starting to get pretty hot in here. I got to admit to you guys.
Mm-hmm. You're hot, dude. I'm wearing a beanie and a flannel, and I'm like four of you.
I think it's this blanket, honestly. Yeah.
That's why I took it off the couch, probably.
I mean, you do put off a lot of crotch heat since you haven't been jacking off.
That's where the dog sits, and I don't like subjecting people to where the dog
sits. No, that's fine. I think it's just hot. I think these headphones are also very warming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, same thing happens with mine.
Yeah.
When I'm playing a couple rounds of Overwatch, and I'm starting to get into it. A
couple dozen.
I'm like, I'm getting a little
sweating. Sweating from playing
Overwatch?
A couple
hundred rounds.
that's definitely fat, if you're sweating playing a video game.
Oh, yeah.
You're such a savage.
Like, I have no qualms about that.
I started playing the new Star Wars video game, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Mm-hmm. How is
it? It is a piece of dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
I love Star Wars, so I'm playing through the story mode, but it is just crap. It is clunky as fuck.
They actually put a story in this time.
Yeah, they actually put a story in this time.
And the story is good?
The story itself is good, but the gameplay is just crap. I haven't played any of the online stuff yet, but I'm assuming it'll be pretty decent.
Is that the redemptive part of it? Because that was the only reason why I really played Halo.
The starfighter combat's really fun, I think. But I think the first-person stuff isn't that great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. And then just the story mode, like the AI enemies in the story mode are just dog shit stupid.
Like, it's like running in circles.
Yeah, they're just like... They got like
My man!
They got like these one enemies, and it's like these guys with like a stun baton that just like run at you from like an open field. Holding it up, like ready to strike. You're like, what the fuck is this? Like no strategy at all.
Yeah.
They blended Star Wars with Indiana Jones. Like, right. The sword guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curvy sword.
Yeah, nobody wants a curvy sword to the face.
No, that's true.
Especially if it's electric now.
So I'm going to have to get another game. I'm really looking forward to the new Far Cry, because it's set in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Montana. You have to fight a religious cult leader.
That's awesome.
Shouldn't it be Utah?
Yeah, I mean, I think Montana's just prettier
Midwest.
Than Utah.
Midwest, yeah. Might as well.
Like Montana has more different types of terrain, more wildlife,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Bears. Does that bears?
A couple coyotes.
Yeah, there's going to be some bears. I think you're like a small town sheriff and you have to kill a bunch of religious zealots. So that sounds fun.
What's
yeah.
the biggest city in Montana?
Butte.
Butte or Billings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Butte. Yeah.
What's like their population? 400,000?
Yeah, know. Probably around that.
This sounds like they make good fans. Crazy.
Plus Dick Cheney.
It's one of those
states. Cheney's from Montana?
No, I think he was the governor
there. He moved
there?
I feel like I could be governor of Montana.
Yeah, probably.
you could just walk in and be like, "Hey, I'm in charge now." They'd be like, "All
right." Montana is one of those states that has less congressmen than it does senators.
Weird.
Yeah, because House representatives are determined by population in a particular area. So there's like one congressman for the state of Montana and two senators because every state gets two.
Right.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So I was wrong. It was Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
How dare
same
you.
Thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, Wyoming has like 400,000 or 500,000, right? Because a buddy of mine's from Wyoming. I met him in Atlanta, and he met another guy that became his roommate. This is all through darts. But he met another guy that became his roommate who was also from Wyoming. And he's like, that's fucking so rare because there's like 400,000 people that live in Wyoming.
I'm not sure if I've ever met anyone from Wyoming at all.
Not born
they're
and raised.
They're both nice people.
Through.
It's like they have that southern charm.
Jackson Hole.
Yeah, they have southern charm, but they live in fucking the mid... I don't even know. Is that Midwest?
So? I was out with this family, speaking of like shithole states that no one would ever go to. We went out to like a Ruby Tuesdays. This family like that came to my store all the time, was treating me to dinner. And like just out of the blue, I was joking. I'm like, you know, like fuck Nebraska. It's just like got corn, despair, and incest. And they were like, we're from Nebraska. And I'm like, cool.
You got sisters?
Thanks for dinner.
Brother and sister?
later. Perfect.
And I'm like, so you're going to be coming back into the store every week. That's going to be awesome.
Did you die a little bit on the inside?
No.
Should have.
I think I
Fuck
might be.
Nebraska. I'll say it.
I think I might, I'm going to start stinking up your blanket here soon.
Are you sweating? Are you perspiring?
I'm starting to sweat. I think I'm getting rid of the poison from last
Wait a
night.
Minute. How many days has it been since you've had sex? Are we close to it?
Are you saying he's perspiring?
No,
or
this is the first day.
Okay, good. I'm like, are you going to wrap the mic up early tonight because you got to go home and pound?
No.
Got to go home and pound. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to strap some tits onto you.
No, I already have some, sweetie. Let's do it.
No, I'm going to put them on your back.
Ooh, even better.
He's going to need them on the back.
Now
that's where the hole is.
I can get double fucked.
Double fucked.
Double titty fucked.
Oh, get back cucked.
Mm.
Back cut.
I get cum on the back of my head and my face. So Jesus. Good.
That's how you start a new life, though, right?
This devolves.
New year, new me.
Yeah. It always devolves. Don't worry about that.
New year, new me.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we just go like, that really went off the rails. Yeah, good job, fellas.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we just like to have a central topic, life and death. I mean, that's life right there, so we're covered.
So wait, you guys are the How to Die Alone podcast, but you all have significant others,
nope.
Right?
No.
Matt, you're not dating the guy you live with?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No.
My bad.
He wishes.
You think Matt could swing a doctor? Jesus.
Yeah. And a civil engineer, maybe.
You could be a doctor. Yeah, no, you could do a doctor, but you'd have to be like a stay-at-home.
It would have to be a podiatrist.
Yeah.
It would have to be a podiatrist.
He was like, it's kind of like, hey, you're a dentist. That's not a real doctor.
Matt's baseline starts at toll booth attendant.
Listen, man, there's some sexy people in those toll booths. At least I know where they're going to be at.
Exactly. One day a week.
Yeah. Just got to pay in the
operator. I wish that job still existed.
I'd love to fuck in one of those. Wouldn't that be cool to have sex in there? As people are going by throwing money at
you? Do you think you could have sex in a toll booth?
Like, possibly.
Are you banging an airplane bathroom still?
I mean, I could, but I don't know if
yeah,
you
that's
could.
True. I'd make it work. You get up on the counter.
You would have to have her hang her head out the window to make room.
That's what makes it even better. So
she
like
just gets her
show.
Head taken off by a car.
Like a Mack truck goes through.
I thought that was fast, man.
Oh, I saw a video like that of this couple on vacation. And the girl was like leaning her half of her body out of the window in the car and like,
oh god,
and the guy was like filming it or whatever. She was like being like sexy, you know, and then like I don't know, she just like smacked like a sign or like another car or something, just like fucking died right there.
Oh god.
Did it decapitate her?
Life and death.
No, just pulled her out of the car, I think.
Well, at that point you gotta get the mess out.
You don't want
to leave it in there bleeding all over your seats.
Traffic safety, folks. Yeah. Traffic safety.
That is a killer pullout game.
Yeah. Life or death.
Getting ripped out of the car head first.
Pretty much.
Well, just don't be an idiot. That's the thing.
Was she wearing rollerblades?
John always does those videos where he's standing up in his fucking convertible on a bridge.
He can't do that anymore.
I know, his car blew up. But I'm like,
John
dude,
Jacobs.
That's crazy.
John Jacobs, yeah, he's one of those guys that go like, oh, your engine seized up. I'm like, why? Oh, I don't know. I think it's because I didn't put any oil in it.
Yeah, that'd be a good reason why.
What? How long have you had it? Not like 9 years.
Changed oil twice.
But have you guys ever watched anybody die? You ever seen anybody get like killed?
Like in person?
Yeah.
No.
Or like in a video or something?
Well, for sure in videos, but I've never seen it happen in front of me, I don't think. That's scary, though.
Yeah, life or death stuff?
Yeah, I guess I just try to avoid it because I'm like, oh, it's too real.
Like it's like those old Faces of Death videos, but I heard a lot of them are fake.
Most
though,
of them
weren't
were
they?
Fake, yeah. Most of them were fake.
The monkey table was the one I remembered. I'm like, this is the
that
creepiest.
That one was fake.
Yeah, but it's the creepiest thing.
It still was creepy, but it was.
Yeah, and it's so funny because that was like the underground thing where it was all hush hush. Oh, and you dub top copies of it to people.
That was 4chan before 4chan.
Yeah, and you would dub copies of people, but now it's like you can just go on YouTube. Woman dying hit by a car because she gets dragged out.
Well, I was.
It's crazy.
I was lucky enough not to be hanging out with my friend the one night he killed himself.
You think he would have done it in front of you?
He did do it in front of a bunch of people.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
He was at a party. And he just, like, came out of the room, and he had, like, a .44 with, like, hollow points. He was just like, hey, guys, see you on the other side, and just blasted himself in the face in front of everybody.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't go to that party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Steven, you're such a bummer. Why don't you want to go to a party? Funny story.
Hey, remember that party that you guys invited me to that you said I was a loser because I didn't go? That's what I didn't have to see.
Yeah.
That's creepy, dude. Was that in here in Florida?
Yeah, it was in Florida. He was 19 or 20 at the time.
Why'd he do it? Did he ever say why?
No, no, he was depressed. He had like gone to, he had been Baker acted one or two times, and like he was in the military previously, and he left the military because didn't want to fucking do it, basically. Like, he didn't like authority.
Oh, okay.
And so he was trying to, what he said, gay out of the military, because like that was an option back then.
Yeah, that doesn't really work. I mean, it didn't work in my unit. Like, I remember a bunch of guys trying to be gay. Or pretending to be gay or whatever, you know, they would hang like pictures from like workout.
Are you getting
magazines.
Gay in here?
It's like I remember one guy, like the sergeant major was like, "Okay, how long have you been gay?" He goes, "I don't know, 30, 40 days now."
Ever since that last like, battle we got in, yes. Where
like,
I almost
all right,
died.
Get your faggot ass down to the armory and pick up your rifle.
No, so the only way he got out is he had like a slip disc in his back, and that was enough because he was like technically disabled.
Right.
And so
we got a medical discharge, I guess?
Yeah.
I wouldn't kill myself in front of everybody. That's rude.
Yeah.
At a party, you know? I would go out into the woods so I don't leave a mess anywhere, you know? Come on.
Animals will clean up.
Go back to nature, right?
Yeah. Well, animals will clean up scraps and stuff, and you're giving back to
exactly.
Mother Nature.
Exactly. It's considerate. It's called being polite.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd go to the playground.
Yeah, see, that's impolite.
Oh.
Do it on the pirate ship, you know.
Yeah, the only two times I've ever tried, it was I cut my wrist once.
Only two times?
Only two times. So, yeah. And the other time I tried to overdose on NyQuil and aspirin. Like,
oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
No, NyQuil maybe. I would have to have a whole lot.
You'd have to have like a case probably, yeah.
But the thing is, I wish I had ADD because Ritalin's got like a ridiculously low LD50. You could,
oh, really?
You could kill yourself so
easy
that's
like
on,
doing,
on Ritalin.
It's like doing a bunch of rails of coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heart just explodes.
Yeah, you could just pop like three or four of those. Not that you should, everybody. Just don't do that.
The whole wrist-cutting thing, you got to really get in there. You can't pussyfoot around the whole wrist-cutting. You got to really get in there.
It's down the street. Not across the road.
I know. Yeah, I was a dumbass. I was like 11. I was like 11, and I did it the wrong way.
Why would you try to kill yourself at 11?
Eh,
did somebody say something mean to you in school? Heaven forbid.
No, I don't want to get into that.
Oh, all right, sorry.
This is Life or Death, the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk
hilarious.
About the death part.
This episode's hilarious.
No, well, you know, I don't know. I just remember when I was a kid, like, well, I mean, everyone has different home lives, but my home life wasn't so bad that, you know, I wouldn't do that. It was just more or less.
I was taking a lot of acid.
I was getting bullied in school.
When you were 11?
I think that's what made me a comic.
Maybe 12.
That was my defense mechanism, is just to talk shit back, because that's all I had.
Yeah.
I'm fat. I'm not going to fight you. I'll get winded quickly. So I'm just going to talk shit, and that's where that came from.
Yeah, and then the only other time I had a close call was we were driving through Atlanta, which is always a bad idea.
Right.
And
just don't ever live there.
Yeah, down 75.
Yeah.
And, like, it was the part where, like, there's the high walls on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you're, like, down by Georgia, well, before Georgia Tech or after it, whenever, wherever you're coming from.
There was, like, this Civic in front of us. And we were going probably like 80, 90 miles an hour. And the Civic just like goes full on, like fishtails suddenly, not even turning, and then goes all the way around and like is facing our car as a dead stop in the middle of the road.
And you're like, do I just mash the gas? I mean, it is a Civic, so they deserve to be rammed into at this point. Was that what you were thinking?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, my ex's Accord would have just eaten that shit, but no.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, no, you weren't trying to kill yourself. You mean it was just almost a near death?
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, okay.
No, there were other people in the car. I'm not an animal.
It's not that much of a dick.
Not that. Hey, I'm taking you with me.
Similar thing happened to me on I-10 out in California. It was like this Mustang like came up from behind me going like really fast and then like cut me off, but then lost control and like hit the wall. And then bounced back into another car, and it just caused this like massive chain reaction where it was like cars crashing all around me, and I slammed on the brakes. Nothing. Didn't get hit at all.
Yeah.
But I was like locked in.
Yeah, we were like...
You couldn't even leave? You're like, fuck, I gotta watch this now. I gotta wait for the
cops.
I gotta like crawl out. You gotta wait for the record.
Everybody was okay for the most part, but...
How much battery life do I have on my phone? You're like...
Gotta give my testimony and shit.
Yeah. My alibi.
That's what
I swear, I was just sitting here, officer.
That's one of those interesting things, because like, my girlfriend's from Indiana, and I guess Indianapolis is like really like it's the Chicago we don't know is Chicago. Like, yeah, there's just a bunch
it's pretty fucking brutal there.
It's pretty nice. Everything's made out of red brick.
No, it's brutal.
No, I just mean like the gun violence.
Oh, the is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was...
I had no idea.
It's I brutal. Walked around in Indianapolis. I didn't feel
a lot of
like...
gangs. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, I was like standing.
Well,
at, like,
the airport, I'm sure,
center.
Was nice. Did you go to the airport, John? That's it.
We flew through there.
But that was like at the convention center. So that's like what, downtown? I don't know.
But she
was pretty nice.
Yeah, but if you go south of downtown, probably it's always on the south side for some reason. South side of Chicago, like summer, south St. Pete.
She was talking about it, and like about having to be a witness at some of this stuff, and I'm like, I just feel like if there's gang violence, I want them to just kill me. I don't want to have to go to court and like get shaken down by like their fucking friends, like calling me in the middle
for, like,
of the night.
Next few weeks, trying to like get you out of testifying. It's like, yeah. Guys, come
it's like,
on!
Just
can you just
kill
fucking
me.
Shoot me already?
I don't want to deal with this.
Dragging this out.
I don't care about Little Vito. Like, just let him.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck happens to him at Little this point,
Vito. I'll promote his mixtape. All right, it'll be okay.
Here, take the mixtapes out of his trunk, put them in the mine. I'll give the proceeds.
I'll get this first.
A buddy of mine used to run drugs for Mafia.
Yeah, wow. I'm sure you should say that on a podcast.
Yeah, well, no names. There's lots of Mafias.
Used to.
Yakuza? Yeah,
it's a key word.
It wasn't Yakuza.
Well, it should have been. It was the coolest ones.
Yeah.
The Hong Kong
but
triad.
But it was from like North Carolina to Virginia. He would just drive it in his trunk.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Best way to do it.
And they would come here, because I'm from Virginia, so they would do pill runs, they called it, where they came down to Florida.
Oh, just, yeah, because it was like
the home
the
of the bills.
Shopping.
Yeah, nobody checked anything. You just go to like 8 different doctors, load up, and then just drive back and then sell them in school.
You come back with your fear and loathing fucking suitcase.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why.
Pretty much. And then you go to all these rich, like, white girls in high school that are just have so many problems. And then
that's why everyone's addicted to heroin now.
Yeah.
Yep. Those pills.
Yep. Good job, David.
Oxycontin.
Good job, buddy.
He caused the fucking...
Fuck them rich pricks. They don't deserve it.
Shit, everyone's addicted to heroin now. I mean, I am a little bit. I mean, I can stop when I want, but...
Right.
I
don't want
to. Me too.
I've quit thousands of times. Yeah. It's easy.
I quit every time I stop using it, okay? When I run out.
Duh. Listen, I spend more time not doing it than actually doing it, so...
You know,
he's not just talking about heroin. He's talking about sex, too.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
No, I tried those Oxycontins before, man. Those fuck you up so good. But they were, like, too good where I was like, oh, I'm,
very
never,
habit
doing,
forming.
I'm never doing this shit again.
My office, that's all we have, is, like, all it's all fucking pills, all the felonies. Addicted to Oxycontin without a script.
I would much rather do that shit. I tried Spice a couple times.
Oh, I tried that. That shit is crazy.
Stinks.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It was just like Cafe Hay.
I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, every time. You're like fucking, like freaking the fuck out.
And I'm like, is this really worth clean piss? Like, that's really the only thing I'm getting from this.
I did it a handful of times when... I did it a handful of times, like, when I couldn't get weed. Like, for some reason, for, like, a period of, like, a year, it was, like, hard to buy weed for some reason.
Huh. Yeah.
And so I did it a handful of times, and I was like, I decided I didn't like it or whatever. But I remember Stick was smoking that shit every freaking day. He actually did a whole album. It's called the Dodge Store EP. But it might as well be called the Spice Album, man, just because it's so fucking weird.
Spice World.
Oh, man.
He was smoking like big bags of that shit a day.
Oh, God. Imagine like writing the music and then like being on the drug and then doing the drug and listening to the music.
It's like Stick.
It just feels like it would just put it into another level.
Why does it smell like Bed Bath & Beyond in here? What the fuck are you doing?
A potpourri.
But the one at the store that they used to sell, I remember, was called like Scooby Snacks, and it had like a shitty cartoon version of Scooby Doo on it.
Oh, it was like a hack.
His name was like Drooby.
Yeah.
I like the ones that were K2. Like, that
K2.
Was the
K2 Spice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. But like,
going double diamond.
I couldn't do it because every time I heard the term Spice, I immediately thought of like that porn channel when you were a kid. You remember that?
I thought about Spice in a long time.
Now, Spice is what they call. Spice is what they call the drug in what is it? The Frank Herbert novel.
Oh, Dune.
Dune.
Spice traders. Yeah,
yeah, they're spice traders. It's like, that's
like
I
typical... thought they were just like nutmeg and stuff like that.
Yeah, but what about Spice Salzer?
Spice Salzer?
Dude, his career is about to take off after he hears that name.
That's going to be his new name.
You're just going to have to listen to an hour and a half of this to get to that gem.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's got time.
Is that your strategy? Just
jokes.
Drop names in the podcast and then hope that comics will listen to it?
Yeah,
they do.
Hey, they do. Okay, I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I talk about you guys on the podcast all the time. I just don't bother to tell you.
That'd be a special
great. Treat. Now I got to go back for like 5 years with the podcasting. Yeah. To find a
should've
one thing.
Should have been listening the whole time.
This
now.
Fucking yeah. hack started. He's fat. His name's David something.
Somethingplanet.com,
like,
by the way.
Me.
Go right. to check out my podcast, Something Planet, at somethingplanet.com or on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever podcasts are found.
I got to hear Lauren Lance wrestle the mic away from her husband.
Yeah.
She's like, I need to put in my 73% of time on this.
Yeah, she knows.
Aww.
It's because she's like half drunk. And then she's like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, all right, didn't ask for you, but okay.
Aww, come on.
Aww, that's awesome.
There it is.
No, I'm just kidding. I love that.
Hour and a half to get Lauren's to that great. Gym. That's what we needed.
Damn, we're like hammering away at
Steven,
the
Steven, hit press record now. I think we're ready. We're warmed up now.
Oh, God. All right, I'm out of here, guys. Good night.
Yeah,
we're getting to the juiciness.
So you guys want to plug and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah
let's do
we
it. Can do that.
Okay. John, you go first since you probably actually have shit.
I got Mondays at Dunedin Brewery, Something Planet podcast. Check out the Mysteriousnesses podcast. That's we're going to start recording some of those pretty soon, which is, they're kind of like a coast-to-coast AM, but mm-hmm. we're a little sillier. Let's see. What else we got? I don't got a lot coming up, actually. I got the 25th. I think I'm doing the Villages. Yeah, I'm headlining the Villages on the 25th.
That's awesome. The Alex Soto show?
I think so. I don't know. I might cancel last minute.
Well, before we get too into the plugs, let me just say, this one, if you're listening to this, that means we've got 1,000 downloads. So
what?
If people are listening to this, that means we've got 1,000 downloads. That's the way we're going to do this one. This is a bonus one.
Oh, okay.
So, sweet. We've got...
Oh, so you're not... So if not enough people listen, this is just going to go in the garbage?
Well, we're at 504 right now.
Great.
Oh, I would have loved to see him.
We got 500 in a month, so that's not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's a hostage situation.
Yeah, so you guys... So if you're listening to this, that means that enough people listen.
You made it. Yeah. Means you made it.
That means John escaped.
That means I got out of here without having to pet a rat.
Yeah, so if you got anything in like late January or February, you're probably going to hit the target by then, hopefully.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think February I have some stuff, but it might be can't. Like Gutter Balls, is that still going on?
The Todd Stimmel show, is
that
going?
I don't know.
He would have had to restart it again because I haven't heard any,
news
on that one because like that venue just... Like a water main burst or something like that, so they had to redo
the
whole
hurricane. Got fucked up, right?
Yeah. He probably messaged me and was like, "Yeah, we're not doing that anymore." So I don't remember. Yeah, but yeah, I don't got much. Come out Mondays, and I'm gonna be at Coconuts Comedy Club, probably every weekend.
Okay,
cool.
Until I start getting some more work.
David.
Yeah. February and March, I'll be at 81 Bay, Jeff Louisa's show.
Yeah.
Both months?
Yeah, I got 2 months. Come on.
Look at that.
No, it's usually on Thursdays. I don't know if it's the first or
it's
last
the first
Thursday.
Thursday.
It's the first Thursday of every month. So first Thursday of February and first Thursday of March, I'll be at 81 Bay Brewing Company.
That's a fun place.
West Gandy Boulevard, Suite 600. It's really fun. They have a lot of beers on tap.
They got beers on tap. They got the giant Rampage arcade game.
Yep.
That's fun.
Yeah, they do have that. Also, I'll be on the Spit Roast show probably every month until I'm dead.
Rematch.
So they do that the last Wednesday of every month.
At Foo Bar.
At Foo Bar in St. Pete on Central.
I'm going to have to come and hang out one of these times. Just watch you. Assholes.
It's pretty fun. I think I just have the Art Zager show in Lakeland, like the 25th.
January 25th, yep.
January 25th, and then I think I won on
something.
It might have been like the 81 Bay, I think. But
I think you're either February or March. I can't remember which.
Yeah.
Anything in Pecola?
No.
No?
The only reason why I have anything up there is if I'm like visiting.
Ah.
Yeah.
23rd, I'll be, 23rd of January, I'll be at Iberian Rooster for a new show Shannon's doing. 25th, I'll be on the same show as Matt in fucking Lakeland at Pink Piano.
Yeah.
Don't have
Lakeland.
Anything in February.
Illustrious.
And if for some unbelievably, like, if you sons of bitches don't download 1,000 within, like, by the time April rolls around, I'll be on the 81 Bay show in April.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's the first Thursday in April, right?
Yeah. First Thursday. Okay.
Life and death, people.
Yeah. Life. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go home and experience some life and death.
Nice. Yeah. So I know what that means.
Le petit mort.
Yeah, I'm going to come in my pants and go to sleep.
Fuck yeah.